This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. It's summer, but that doesn't mean kids are off the hook from learning. One Dallas camp is teaching its students about character, and this week the focus is on beauty. I tagged along with one group as they trekked through the Trinity River Audubon Center. On this hot, sunny morning, Kayla Adams is leading students on a nature walk.
Part of the Trinity River. As you guys can see, it is brown.
As they stop to look out at the Trinity River, Adams explains why the river looks so brown. Some of it is erosion, and some of it is people dump stuff in it, a lot of stuff. It's not exactly inviting on this steamy summer day. The kids were sweating, but had lots of questions.
What? I wonder what's in there other than fish. Maybe frogs.
Very dirty, polluted water.
The students are from several different elementary schools across Dallas. They're part of a camp organized by the Dallas School District, Boys and Girls Club, and the company Mad Science. The key is to make sure kids have fun while also learning during the summer months. As the kids walk along the trail, they ask Adams, are there any alligators? How about snakes?
Do you have even any beaver dams?
We do have beaver dams, but again, they're like far into the woods. They're not usually on the trails.
Also, they're not going to be like in the lake?
Y'all have water snakes?
Do y'all have any animals that burrow?
I don't think so. Not here.
Demetria Bell is the summer camp principal. The goal for these city kids isn't just to learn about how nature works, but that nature is beautiful. Exercises like these, she says, can help them do some self-reflecting and realize that beauty is everywhere.
So what we hope that the children will do is get an appreciation for nature overall. And to respect nature, one of the things that we just talked about was pollution in the Trinity River. And those are things that we want to teach kids early on because those are things that ultimately affect our society negatively.
The kids trudge along the path and stop when they see what look like potholes in the ground. Adams explains these holes were made by hogs, wild hogs.
And they sleep here. So you're actually seeing their beds right here that look like holes. Yes, ma'am.
So there are hogs, but like when they sleep, they will dig holes, or they will dig holes to keep cool.
Both, really.
After the nature walk, students head back inside the air-conditioned Audubon Nature Center. They talk about what they learned and what surprised them. 11-year-old Angelique Paget says seeing the Trinity River so dirty bothered her.
Why would people want to pollute the thing that gives you life? Because as scientifically proven, we are 70% made of water, so we need to keep hydrated. So that means instead of polluting water, can we at least try to throw your trash in a trash can?
Life lessons learned from a summertime nature walk. Stella Chavez, KERA News.